Rescripting Your Life. Nobody grows up under ideal circumstances, as if we even know what ideal circumstances are. As my late friend David Servan Schreiber once said, every life is difficult in its own way. But we do know that in order to become self-confident and capable adults, it helps enormously to have grown up with steady and predictable parents. Parents who delighted in you, in your discoveries and explorations. Parents who helped you organize your comings and goings, and who served as role models for self-care and getting along with other people. Defects in any of these areas are likely to manifest themselves later in life. A child who has been ignored or chronically humiliated is likely to lack self-respect. Children who have not been allowed to assert themselves will probably have difficulty standing up for themselves as adults. And most grown-ups who were brutalized as children carry a smoldering rage that will take a great deal of energy to contain. Our relationships will suffer as well. The more early pain and deprivation we have experienced, the more likely we are to interpret other people's actions as being directed against us, and the less understanding we will be of their struggles, insecurities, and concerns. If we cannot appreciate the complexity of their lives, we may see anything they do as a confirmation that we are going to get hurt and disappointed. In the chapters on the biology of trauma, we saw how trauma and abandonment disconnect people from their bodies as a source of pleasure and comfort, or even as a part of themselves that needs care and nurturance. When we cannot rely on our body to signal safety or warning, and instead feel chronically overwhelmed by physical stirrings, we lose the capacity to feel at home in our own skin and, by extension, in the world. As long as their map of the world is based on trauma, abuse, and neglect, people are likely to seek shortcuts to oblivion. Anticipating rejection, ridicule, and deprivation, they are reluctant to try out new options, certain that these will lead to failure. This lack of experimentation traps people in a matrix of fear, isolation, and scarcity, where it's impossible to welcome the very experiences that might change their basic worldview. This is one reason the highly structured experiences of psychomotor therapy are so valuable. Participants can safely project their inner reality into a space filled with real people, where they can explore the cacophony and confusion of the past. This leads to concrete aha moments, such as, yes, that's what it was like. That is what I had to deal with. And that is what it would have felt like back then if I had been cherished and cradled. Acquiring a sensory experience of feeling treasured and protected as a 3-year-old in the trance-like container of a structure allows people to re-script their inner experience, as in, I can spontaneously interact with other people without having to be afraid of being rejected or getting hurt.